morning, everybody. Welcome to our Community Corner on this Monday morning from KKWC. Well, yet again, another great history program is coming to Marbury Center Church at Wilson Brewer Park this coming Saturday, September 27th. It's my pleasure speaking with Pete J. Grady from, I believe, Marshalltown. Joins me on the phone line this morning. Pete, good morning to you, sir.
Good morning.
Glad to have you here.
I'm looking forward to coming up to Webster City.
Yeah. Well, let's find out a little bit about yourself.
Well, I'm retired. I worked for many years with the Iowa Department of Justice. I was an assistant attorney general, and I've been involved in community theater and my work with the Ulysses S. Grant program for many years. I guess my main interests in life are theater and history, and they match up pretty well with the Ulysses S. Grant program.
And that's the basis for what you'll be sharing coming up this Saturday at Wilson Brewer Park in Webster City. So, Pete, let's find out about what you'll be sharing coming up Saturday afternoon.
Well, it's the story of Grant, but it's not a start with birth and end with death kind of a story. The most dramatic thing about Grant was that in his last year of life, he was dying of cancer, and he was very, very poor. And so he needed to find a way to provide for his family after his death. And so he wrote an autobiography. And his last year is spent writing, under a great deal of pain and a great deal of pressure, writing an autobiography in the hope that once it's published, there'll be royalties that will care for his family after his death. So it's a story about a man who's really determined to complete a job so that his family will be cared for, because in those days, of course, there was no such thing as a retirement pension for presidents of the United States. They were treated like everybody else. When they left the office, they had to see after their own finances, and he had lost his money in a bankruptcy that was a result of him being swindled in a business deal. And so he was really up against it, and this last year of his life, he's trying feverishly to complete this autobiography while fighting this tragic disease. It's a compelling story, and it's even more compelling because it's absolutely true. He managed to do this. He managed to complete the book about 3 or 4 days before he actually passed away. And then the book was published by Mark Twain, and it became a bestseller. And as a result, the royalties that were paid to his family cared for them for the rest of all of their lives. So it's a very compelling story.
What made you interested in learning more about the life of Ulysses Grant?
Well, the simple answer to that is I had a friend tell me one day out of the blue that he thought I looked like Ulysses S. Grant. And so I was interested in seeing if there wasn't some way I could bring him to life. And I've been doing a lot of writing in my lifetime, and so I put those two together and figured out that I could write my own presentation, my own play, if you will, my own one-man show. I could write it, direct it, perform it, and see what happened. And what's happened is it's achieved a modest degree of success. I guess that's one way to say it. I really enjoyed it, and the audiences have been very appreciative. So it's been a very nice sideline as I march through retirement years to know that I can still go out and do this presentation and hopefully explain some things to folks that maybe they've wondered about all their lives about Ulysses S. Grant or American history.
And you do these performances, Pete, all over the state of Iowa or around the Midwest?
Yes, mostly the state of Iowa. I've been to other states as well, and I like to brag about that just because, you know, it's a one-man show, and it's my gig, and I can say that, well, I've been to Arizona and Colorado and the states surrounding Iowa and Indiana, and even did a show in Washington, D.C. So that makes me feel, you know, kind of special, but almost all of my performances are in Iowa, and I've found nothing but appreciative audiences in Iowa.
I know you'll find an appreciative audience in Webster City when you come to the Mulberry Center Church this coming Saturday, September 27th, for your program. Do you do any other roles there than just Lucy Says Grant?
No, I've told people I'm a one-trick pony.
One-trick pony.
I have, I'm still active in other areas of community theater. I'm in the process right now of starting to cast a show that I'll be directing in December. So I keep my fingers in community theater, and I keep my fingers in some legal research, and then this Ulysses S. Grant program is just something special that I've been able to pull together and achieve some modest success over the years. I have to say, by the way, thinking about the venue for today's or for Saturday's program, that's one of the nicest places I've ever performed. It's just so homey and so 19th century and so well appointed and so well taken care of. Just a beautiful little spot in Webster City. And folks from outside of Webster City, they should visit that venue whether I'm there or not. It's just a very, very, very nice, homey place.
Well, Pete, we are sure proud of that museum there in Webster City, the Wilson Brewer Park area and the Mulberry Center Church, where you'll be performing coming at the Saturday. It's a free event. Donations will be accepted, though. So, again, come meet Pete Grady this coming Saturday afternoon for the production about the life and times of rather unconditional surrender. A visit with Ulysses S. Grant. Well, it's close. I was saying life and times of Ulysses Grant. So, again, that's scheduled for Saturday afternoon beginning at 1 at Mulberry Center Church in Webster City. Anything else there, Pete?
I just hope a lot of folks can join us, and I hope a lot of folks can enjoy the venue. The church is really a wonderful spot, a real flower for all of Webster City to enjoy.
It sure is. Pete Grady, my guest on the Community Corner. Pete, thanks very much.
My pleasure. Thanks again. Bye-bye.